Hello, GWA. This is Goddess by Night here again. And today I'm going to be doing the talk. It's just a Q&A thing. You're supposed to say talk as in like in a Brooklyn accent, so chalk. Chalk. I don't know. But yeah, it was requested that I do like a Q&A thingy doodad. Because a few people liked my penis preference thing, just something kind of out of the ordinary of like my usual erotica and things like that. So I'm gonna go ahead and give this a whirl. I hope everybody enjoys it, and I'm not too boring. All right. So number one, where do you rank erotic audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment, and why? I would have to say I'd have to rank it pretty high, 'cause honestly, when I was first shown GWA, oh my gosh, I didn't even listen to anything and I was already having an orgasm because I love audio. I love hearing people moan and the sounds they make. I mean, it just gets me off. Audio really gets me off. That and scent. Like if someone is wearing Axe or certain scents of Old Spice, I get turned on because my exes wore that, and so brain association, that kind of thing. Unless someone's wearing the original scent of Old Spice, in which case then you smell like my grandfather, and it's a huge turn off. So. But yeah, I rank audio pretty high. As I said in like the penis preference thing, regular porn just does not get me off. Not at all. It's fake and it's just like oh and it's just ugh. It no. I mean, I will admit there are some porn actresses and some porn actors that are, hot. Don't get me wrong. I mean, like in appearance, they're hot, and I'm sure they're cool people, but not their porn acting. Ugh, nope. But in terms of visual of things I like, I used to just look up like amateur like home videos. Those typically are more genuine than anything else in terms of porn, so. But ever since I found GWA, that's all I listen to now. That's the only thing that gets me off. I can't go back ever again. Once you go audio, you can't go back. That was a shitty joke. Anyways, number two. How did you find your way to GWA, and how long did you lurk before you first posted? I actually. I don't know if he's going to be cool with me saying this or not, but all I will say is someone on GWA, who is a friend of mine, told me about his account. So I first listened to his stuff, and I was. Yeah. And so after that, I then went exploring. After I finished all his stuff, I went exploring over, over everything, and, I was quite happy with what I found. Oh my gosh. The first week I started lurking. You can fill in the gap there. I mean, with whatever comes to mind, but I'll just say this. My pussy was sore by the end of the week, man. I was hot and bothered for every day for an entire week. Don't get me wrong, it was a good week, but I was tired by the end of it. Okay, number three. Oh, wait, hold on, I gotta finish number two. How long did I lurk for? Oh my goodness, I don't remember. I think it was a few weeks to a month before I posted my verification and that my the quickie, the my first real recording. I think. I don't remember, but I feel like such I look back at my verification and I feel like such an idiot because I'm just like, okay, come on. Come on, girl. You gotta like sound sexy. You gotta really get people's interest in you. I mean, like, you gotta produce something. You almost kind of got to act it. And then I did my first one, and the response, especially after I did Gladys, oh my gosh, the response from Gladys, oh my gosh, it was, I'm just like, I'm so popular on the internet. I feel like such an idiot, but it was definitely worth it. I don't regret coming out of GWA. It's definitely a part of my life now. I'm just like, what am I gonna if I, am I gonna make a recording today? What's it gonna be about? What crowd am I gonna target? Am I gonna do it for men? Am I gonna do it for women? Or am I just gonna do it for an overall audience? You know, what am I gonna do? And I actually have a whole bunch of scripts and collabs that are just lined up. I've got requests and all sorts of stuff coming out of my ears at this point. So, yes, I had to say, so far being on GWA for I think it's been a month now, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Probably close to that. Anyways, I do not regret it. This has been like such a great experience, and I'm probably going to be on GWA for quite a while. I'd have to say, because I also love entertaining people. It makes me happy. It's you know, it's fulfilling, but it's also hot. Okay, so next question. Hold on, I need to get a drink here. And yeah, I just did a Graveyard Girl thing. I watch her. Whatever. If you don't know who she is, go onto YouTube and search Graveyard Girl. She's funny. Anyways, number three. Have you heard your deepest, darkest secret fantasy on GWA yet? What is that fantasy? As much as you're willing to disclose. Well, first of all, the first question is, what is my deepest, darkest secret? I do have one, but I'm not comfortable saying it because I think it's weird. I think it's weird. And I know it's wrong. So I'm not going to say it. But number two, I go to bed dreaming of this. I want to have, like, you know, three or more guys just surrounding me and one after the other just getting ravaged. I mean, like, not in like a rape, like, you know, do things I don't want kind of way. I mean, like, they are all lusting to please me. Like, it's probably more leaning more towards like a mistress thing with many pets than anything. But I just want men lined up one after another. As soon as one guy comes, the next guy, and he pulls out, the next guy is there to, you know, take over, and I just get endlessly fucked, and I have endless amounts of cocks to suck, and just, you know, several guys to just like go down on me and like suck my tits and just massage my inner thighs and. But as for GWA having something like that, I have not found it. But if anybody has posted anything like that, I mean, like, has several guys like collabing with you or something, if anyone's posted anything like that, please send it my way because I haven't found anything like that yet. I did find this one that was just of a girl blowing these two guys. I think it was like boys and their toys, or no, boys sharing their toys. I think that's what it's called. I'll put a link in the description about it. I thought it was hot, and I did put in a request that they, like, you know, continue it. Kitty, stop it, please. My cat is being annoying. Go away, please. I'm trying to do sexy things here. But, yeah, other than that, I have not found anything that quite gets close to my deepest, darkest desire. But hey, that's a request right there. Gather up some guys, or maybe I will. I'll be the only chick. I'll have like five guys in like a Skype chat, and I don't know. Any guys that would be interested in doing that, leave a comment or something. That would be great. That's something that we could like probably get. I need to get off the subject, god damn it. Number four. What type slash genre of GWA recording is your favorite, and have you discovered any new turn on since listening to GWA? I generally love listening to like guys fapping and man sounds. That's typically what I type into the Reddit search box, is just M sounds or man sounds. That is my most requested or most searched thing on GWA. I also like looking up, male and female for audience, like collabs kind of things. But yeah, mostly men sounds. I mean, I've listened to some girls, but I don't know. I haven't found the right recording yet. Here's the thing. I'm really picky with my women. I am more straight on, like, the gay or lesbian to gay or lesbian to straight ratio. I'm more on the straight side, but I do like women. The problem is I'm just really picky. Just some women just don't get me off, and it's not, like they don't sound hot or anything. It's just some women don't get me off. But I don't know. But that's generally what I listen to. As for new things, oh my gosh. Okay, so after I finished my spring contest submission, I went in search of other submissions just to like kind of like size up my competition. Okay, do I have like a chance at winning this? And I found who he's now my friend now. And he's actually the one that requested me to do this today. Jackoff to Audio 555, his submission where he was pretty much drowning himself while fapping. Oh my God. I listened to it just kind of out of curiosity at first. But once I started listening, oh, it was so fucking hot. That was when I realized I think that's a fetish I have, just listening to somebody pretty much drown themselves while they're like, masturbating. It was so fucking hot. But I felt weird after I realized that I thought it was hot, because I think it's weird. I'm like, what is wrong with you, goddess? I mean, you're getting off at someone drowning themselves. That's wrong. I got wet to it, so what can I say? Anyways, next question. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Examples: a man in a suit, a woman in a suit, a woman in a summer dress, a man in uniform, a woman in cutoffs, etc. See, this is a thing that sets me apart from, I feel like, a lot of women. Fashion is just not my thing. My usual attire is jeans, sneakers, and a graphic tee of like something nerdy, like some little chibi ninjas or a Doctor Who TARDIS or something like that. That's my usual thing. I mean, I'll get dressed up. I'll wear a dress, but I also have to be wearing some leggings or something. But because I don't like the wind getting up there, it makes me feel awkward when I'm in public and I start getting turned on. Anyways, what gets me off? I can't explain why, but I love the look. This is not to be racist. I've seen this on a girl before, and I thought it was really hot. Okay, I just want to point that out right now. But I love the look of an African American girl in cowboy boots and a yellow sundress and a little sun hat. I don't know why. I look at that, or no, not really a sun hat. I'd have to say a cowboy hat, like one of those white cowboy hats. That sounds a little hotter. I don't know why. It's just I saw that look one time, like a music video, and I was like, I paused it. I was like, that chick is hot. Other than that, ooh, I love when a guy is like wearing, okay, he's wearing baggy jeans, but he doesn't have the look of like the jeans, like his underwear showing or his ass is hanging out with his boxers or his boxer briefs. No, that look, that gangster look is just sick. And it's, if you learn the story behind it, then it's even more disturbing. Anyways, I like the look of baggy jeans. The belt is holding them up, but his jeans are hanging on his hips, so you can like see like that V, you know, like of his pelvis and like where his like pelvis and his hips are. I hope you guys know what I'm talking about, but I just call it the V, where it just kind of like, you know, below, at the very, very tip of that V is, you know, his dick, and so it's like, it gives you like, it kind of makes you imagine, okay, what else is in there? What does everything else on him look like? Oh, no shirt. I think I forgot to mention that. Jeans and no shirt on a man. Fucking hot. I don't know why it's just, well, okay, maybe the why is kind of obvious, but oh, it's so hot. On a girl, since I am bi, I feel like I kind of already gave one for a girl, but might as well give you one other. Just 'cause. Things on a girl. I love the gothic look. Like, of a corset and, like, fishnets up her legs and short plaid skirt. And, like, you know, high boots. I love that look. I went through a rebellion period, and that was when I had my first girlfriend, so I think that might be why I like it so much. But whenever I go into Hot Topic and I see one of those girls, oh, I like hide behind like I hide like behind like the little displays, and I just like cop a peek and like, well, okay, not really cop. Oh, what the fuck am I saying? I take a peek and I try not to look creepy, but I can't help but look. Okay, next one. Number six. Yeah. Where was the riskiest and most unusual place you've ever masturbated? School. I think I was either in high school or college. I don't remember why, but that day I was really horny. I had just got out of class and I just couldn't take it. I had another class in like a half hour. I had to have some sort of release. So I went into the bathroom. I went into the stall. I sat, you know, took my pants off. I sat down and I just rubbed my clit and just. And the thing is, like, there were other people in there, so I had to be like super, super quiet. Like, it is. That was like one of the hardest things I've ever had to do was. Anybody who listens to my audios, I tend to be loud, and I can't help it. It's just, it feels that good. I can't help but be loud. But it was the hardest thing I ever had to do, and I couldn't help but feel that some people would realize what I was doing. And so when I left, like, I flushed the toilet to make it like, you know, not look so sketchy, and I washed my hands just to like kind of make it all look, you know, just to kind of cover my tracks a little bit. But I still felt like some people realized what I was doing. I just like kind of like walked away with my head down because I felt so ashamed. But yeah, that is definitely the weirdest thing. Well, in terms of, I've had sex in weird places and it was kind of risky and sketchy. But I think there's actually a question about that. Yeah, it's actually the next one, number seven. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? Oh, it says in the house. Oh, okay. Well, I might as well just give you like both. Okay, I had sex. Okay, so first of all, I gotta back up. My ex, he lived in the ghetto. I'm not gonna say where. You know, just personal shit. Anyways, he lived in the ghetto. And he locked himself out of his house, and he had a friend coming to like come unlock it because he gave him like a spare key because, like, you know, whenever you needed a place to stay, you just crash at my ex's. Anyways, we were waiting for him to come over, but it was gonna like take him like an hour to get to us. And so we sat in my car, and you know, we just started getting frisky. You know, it happens, and And he was wearing his cologne. And so we hopped in the back, and it was just like, in the back of a car. Like, it was a bench seat, all right? And I'm really surprised I didn't break the shocks on my car, 'cause we I I rode my I rode him so fucking hard, 'cause you've got the ceiling right above you, so you just put your two hands up there, and so when you kind of like push up as you're going down, if that makes any sense. And so we were bouncing in that car pretty damn hard, and it was so hot, 'cause like I'm sure some of the neighbors like probably like could hear the squeaking of the cars, so they probably like looked out their windows. And like I only had my pants off, we only had our pants off, so like from like we had our shirt and everything still on, but if anyone walked by, they would so see what was happening. But luckily no one did it, but I was getting feel I was like really embarrassed. I was like I was bouncing on him, and I was just looking around like, oh my God, if someone comes by, I'm gonna die of embarrassment. But no, we got away with it. His friend showed up, and so it's all good. Anyways, back to the question. I typically only do it in bed because it's comfortable. I don't like doing it really on couches because couches are small. I need to spread my legs out. I need to feel comfortable. I mean, I might have to say couches if I'm riding the guy, or if I'm like, going down on a chick, because like she can just sit on the couch and I can kneel in front of it and I can just hold her legs up like that while she leans back. But not Kitty, please stop it. Please stop being annoying. Ugh. But yeah, I had to say couch. I mean, where else? I've never really been in a location that really had anything other than a bed or a couch that I ever really did it on. I'm boring. I need to have more sexual like experiences. Okay. Number eight. What accessories have you used with a partner? Accessories for the purpose of this question includes handcuffs, a corset. Oh God, my screen! I've not been moving anything, so it turned off for a second. Okay, includes handcuffs, a corset, adult toys, a paddle, body paints, candles, and any other items you include to enhance the sex. Oh my gosh, I pretty much used all of these. Well, let's see. Well, okay. Sorry, I gotta think about this one for a second. 'Cause, well, yeah, I think I have pretty much used all of these. Obviously, not on the same person. I mean, in terms of like, well, corset. No, okay, it wasn't really for sex. I mostly just wore that and then it got removed. I don't know if that includes it or not. But adult toys, yes. I had a girlfriend and we used a strap-on all the time. Either that or I'd like use a bullet while we were going down on each other and or 69 or something. Body paints. I tried that with the ex that lived in the ghetto. Same thing with the paddle, handcuffs, candle. He is actually the one that really got me into the kinky stuff. Like he got me into the sub dom thing. He was oh fuck. I think it's sadists. I always get confused between sadists and masochists, 'cause I know, 'cause he was the one that liked to cause pain, and that's how he got off. And so he would use his paddle and spank me, and like, and he'd also use a candle, the candle wax, and nipple clamps. Sorry, I drink. I need to have a drink. Anyways, yeah, he was the one that actually opened me up to that kind of kinkiness, and I did one a few times actually make him into my submission. So, like, I was the dominant, and it was such a good experience because I got some payback for some of the pain that he caused me. Because oh my gosh, there were times where it's just like, oh, you got to tell him to stop. You've got to tell him to stop. He's gonna rip your nipples off, or he's gonna my ass is not, I'm gonna not gonna walk the same way for a long time. Or but yeah, I got him back, and like I'd slap him around while I rode him, and I'd paddle his ass, and I took a. That's actually when I first tried a belt, and he got mad at me a little bit because I came out of nowhere with that. And but yeah, it's his fault that I'm all into, like, subs and doms, and oh, it's good stuff, man. I mostly love tying a guy up and teasing him. That is my thing. I love doing that. I love listening to a guy beg for me to just pleasure him. Oh. Anyways, Kitty, I'm gonna put you in the bathroom if you keep this up. Sorry, guys. Anyways, number 9. Have you ever had a one-night stand? And if yes, was it a good or bad experience? Okay, so my ex, the same one that was the sadist, the same one that we had sex in the car, the same one. I swear I had way too many experiences with this one guy. He was, okay, initially he was supposed to be a one-night stand because I had not had sex in like 2 years or like 1.5 years prior to him and I hooking up. Because I was not that interested in a relationship at the time. I was still getting over some previous ones, and just it was just a shit storm. And so he was supposed to be a one night stand, but yeah. We all know where that went. But other than that, no. I generally try not to do that simply because of what I've got trust issues. So I'm not just gonna go and fuck a guy if I don't have some decent information or I haven't known him for a long time. I just don't do that because one, I'm paranoid about STDs, and two, I don't know if he's some sort of creeper that is like, gonna shoot me in the face and then fuck my dead body. That's just. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, I generally try to get to know the people I fuck. Number 10. Ever had a threesome, foursome, moresome? If not, is it something you would ever do? Oh, fuck yes. We've been through this. Yes! I want a threesome or more. I want it so bad. I mean, we could have like a few women in there too, but I mostly want men. I would settle for like maybe like myself, one other girl, and like three other guys. That sounds hot. There is ever a GWA convention, I swear to God, I want to make that happen. I lost my spot. Okay, here we go. Number 11. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tied in tying the knots? Oh, it depends on my mood. There are some days where I just, oh, tie me up, baby, and fuck me until the next Tuesday. and there are other days where it's like, shut up, bitch. I'm gonna fuck you. I'm going to fuck you now, and you're not going to do a damn thing about it. But I think in general, I like being the one tying the knots. I mostly because then I have the opportunity to tease them. I have the opportunity to tease the man or the woman. Oh, it's always such a nice scene to just watch someone be all tied up and squirm. number 12. When are you nearing? Okay, when you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? It's not really phrases or words that ever get me off. It's like the energy in the room, I guess you could say. Like are we both like it's like my partner and I both like getting to like our our both of our climaxes. If that's the case, then yeah, it gets me off. I mean, as for words and phrases, I don't really register much when I get to that point, because like my brain gets all fuzzy, my ears start ringing, my toes go numb, and I'm like literally about to have an orgasm. You could say like unsexy words at that point, and I'd probably still have an orgasm. You could whisper loofah in my ear, and I'd probably still like just probably scream my head off. Well, okay, as long as you didn't say like a really unsexy word like poop. I'm not someone that gets off by that kind of kinkiness, so maybe something along the lines of that would actually probably do the opposite. You could whisper that in my ear and I'd stop and be like, "What? What?" Okay. Once again, must vanish the kitty. Number 13. Do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in one day? Oh my gosh, I'm gonna blow some people's minds here. Okay, so don't even think about it. I'm sorry. I'm talking to my cat because he's really starting to annoy me now. I'm this close to just going to throw him in the bathroom so he doesn't have to bother me or you guys for the rest of this recording. God. I'm so gonna make a joke about this in my title. Okay, so back to the question. How many orgasms record number in one day? Yeah, I'm gonna blow some people's mind. I think it was, well, I think it's clear to say I lost track after 26. Yeah, I'm sure there's some people that are just like, oh yeah, right. Oh no, she probably like, she'd be dead. Like any woman though would be dead after like maybe the 15th. But I'm just no. That was with the guy that took my virginity. I think it was like sometime after, the first time happened. And, we were experimenting, we were trying to figure out, what works, what doesn't work, what gets me off, what doesn't get me off, and, vice versa. And we realized that I can't or won't come vaginally. My clit has to be stimulated. It's the only way I know how to come. It's the only way I've ever been able to come. Because I've, tr like, you know. I see that's all my exes. Like good like by all means, if you know a trick that will get me to come in a different way, by all means, try it on me. We'll see if it works. But no, never. My clit has to be stimulated in some way, either by a hand, by a mouth, whatever. It's all in my clit. And I feel like my orgasms are the most intense either when I'm being eaten out or with my own hand. So, but yeah, I sincerely remember hitting like the 25, 26 mark, and I think I had a few more after that. And yes, it was in a day, and yes, there were breaks. But it's definitely a record that I am quite happy with and quite proud of, actually. Okay, which sexual fantasy do you wish you wish could come true? Hello, I've only mentioned this twice already. Five guys lusting after me. Five or more, actually. I'd be okay with a few more, as long as there's not like 20 and it's like really intimidating and I don't have to deal with any of those like giant dicks that we talked about in my penis preference test. And also I had to be allowed to have breaks. I mean, after a certain amount of guys, I feel like I would start getting sore or I'd get tired and I would need a break. But at least my pussy would need a break. I mean, my mouth still works. But And I feel like I do have a lot of stamina. And if I, especially if I drank a few Red Bulls first. No, Monster. I don't know why I said Red Bulls, but it's the first thing that came to mind. But no, I hate Red Bull. I'm a Monster person. I like Monster. But yeah, that is. Oh God, I want it. I want that so bad. Seriously, moderators, if any of you are like listening, make a GWA like convention like or something, or like have like a GWA gathering set up or something, so I can meet some of my my fans, and I'm sure a few of them wouldn't mind being a part of this fantasy. All right, number 15. Have you or you and a lover taken dirty pictures or video of yourself? God damn it, Kitty. I swear to God, I will be right back, you guys. I'm back. So, yeah, so I finally got rid of the cat. So now we now we're alone. Okay, what was this? Oh, yeah, ever taken dirty photos or video? Yes, I have. With one of my exes, I recorded a video of us, you know, having sex, like all the way through from start to finish, from like when we started taking off each other's clothes, foreplay, sex, cuddling, all of it was recorded. But after we broke up, I deleted it, so sorry. Same thing with photos. I also just don't share shit like that anyways, so once they are no longer useful to me, I delete them because of a bad experience in which someone I knew got a hold of them and started sharing them with their friends. I'm sure if someone looked hard enough and they knew what I looked like, they could probably find them somewhere on the internet. Yeah, not exactly the funnest moment in my life. Anyways, but yeah, I, in terms of ever doing that again, no. You, if I'm gonna sleep with a guy, he's gotta give me his phone and it's gotta be in sight the whole time, and I'm gonna turn it the fuck off, and I'm gonna turn my phone fucking off, 'cause it's not something I'm gonna ever let happen again. It was not a fun experience. Okay, number 16. Have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you had to go find a private place? I already did this one. It was the bathroom in college or high school. I'm pretty sure it was college, by the way, because the fact that I had so much time in between my classes. Number 17. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, and tits, bleh, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? Describe. Well, let's see. Inner thighs when they're massaged. Like I when you gotta do it right. You start like you have your if okay, if you're I'm laying on my back, I have my legs spread, and you're kind of between my legs, and you have your hands where my knees are, and you go down towards my pelvis, and you just kind of like massage that skin, the other thigh. If you do it just right, oh, it sends shivers through my body, and it, oh, it gets me off like you would not believe. I'll make a pretty loud moan if you do it right. It's something that my current lover does to me, and I, oh, so good. Also, I love my neck kissed. I love it. It's just, it feels good. I love hickeys. I mean, like it hurts a little bit, but it's a good hurt. It's a good pain, and I love it. Generally, I love the feeling of just being kissed all over. I mean, you know, I love like getting my pussy licked and my boobs and nipples played with and licked and kissed and sucked on and whatnot. But in general, just someone that goes up and down my body, kissing every inch, licking, sucking. I love that. It's just really good foreplay. I also just can just lay there and enjoy it for the moment until he or she is done, in which case it's my turn, and then I go and tease them. But yeah, those things are all really good. Number 18. How important is the size of his cock or her tits matter to you in real life? How much does it matter in fantasy? Why? Well, okay, might as well start with the easier question, tits. I love nice tits. Thank you, phone, for telling me I have a message. I love large tits, but not so large that they're like the size of my face. I actually find that very disgusting. I like I'll accept double D's, but yeah, D's or below is acceptable. I mean, like small tits, I think they're really cute, and it's hard for me to not like them. I it's mostly the cute factor. I am a sucker for cute, and I find small tits cute, and so it's mostly when they get too big that ugh, it's like two human beings trying to squeeze out of a woman's chest. It's like chestal birth of two human beings. As for a guy, I think we pretty much established this in the penis preference thing, but it's complicated. I mean, he can't be so small that I won't feel him. I mean, I've had a decent, I think I've had a pretty good variety of dicks. I mean, I've slept with four or five guys. One guy was long and had a decent girth. Another guy was kind of shorter but had one hell of a girth. Another guy was just right, like a, you know, like that normal size, just your average 5 foot, like average girth, you know. I'm sorry, I'm like I'm thinking back on all this and I'm actually starting to get a little hot and bothered because such good times, and I'm getting a little flushed. But it all depends. I mean, you have to have a decent length or a decent girth for me to feel it. And if it's too big, obviously, it's intimidating, and I feel like you're gonna hurt me. I guess this, my answer is more of the Goldilocks like section of the penis size. I don't like them too small, and I don't like them too large. I like them anywhere between 5 inches to. Just because that one photo will say 8 inches, even though I've never experienced an 8-inch dick, but it just sounds enticing. As for girth, I actually have a dildo that I think it said 2 inches, like in, I think it was circumference. I don't remember, but it's pretty thick. I would not go any thicker than that because I feel like I would like split open. I don't know. I bodies change over time, but fantasy, it's the same thing. Yeah, in fantasy for both those answers, fantasy the same thing. Number 19. Temporary question. Have you read 50 Shades of Grey? What did you think of it? Will you see the movie, and what do you think the movie should be rated? Well, I'm actually in the process of reading it. Unfortunately, I'm reading like, okay, now I'm reading three books, which is very outside my usual thing. I can't read three books that I've never read before at the same time because I kind of lose track of like what's happening and little details because I am a critical reader. I am one of those people that tries to look for the metaphors in books. But I am reading the first book in that series, 50 Shades of Grey. I'm also reading The Fault in Our Stars by John Green, and I am going to get started on Skin Games, which is the newest book in the Dresden Files series, which is my favorite book series in existence. Anybody who's never read it, please. Think Sherlock Holmes plus Harry Potter, but not cheesy magic. There's still magic, but it's not cheesy magic. It's good stuff. And there is a few sex scenes throughout the series. I mean, there's like 16 books, and I can think of three or four sex scenes, and I'm starting to lisp again. Hold on. Whenever I get a dry mouth, I start lisping. I apologize. Yeah, I can think about four sex scenes that happen, and one of them, the author Jim Butcher, he describes the inside of a pussy. He says the words silk and fire. Oh, I got so off during that scene. It's so hot. And I have such a fetish fantasy for Harry Dresden. Oh my gosh, I go to bed at night thinking about that character. I want to write like a fan fiction, like a self-insert fan fiction where I can seduce Harry Dresden. Oh. But it is a very good book series. I need to get off this. I know I'm obsessing and I'm yeah. Anyways, yes, I've written the book. I've like starting to read 50 Shades of Grey. I think I'm gonna go see the movie because so far I'm liking the book despite the fact that Christian Grey is kind of like it's just, I understand why like Twilight fans are liking this book. I don't remember how Twilight and this book are compared to each other. I mean, I'm only like maybe a fourth to third way into the book, but someone said that like there's like a Twilight theme to it or something. I think I see what the theme is. The overbearing, overprotective boyfriend thing. That's the only thing that bothers me. But other than that, oh, it's good. It's real good. And it's actually what there's a line in 50 Shades of Grey where Christian Grey says, and I quote, I don't make love, I fuck hard. And I've held on to that quote, and it's what I tell people because it's true. There are moments where, like, I meet someone and, like, I have more than just physical interest in them, I guess I would say. When we do get physical, it is more on the lines of making love than anything, but I prefer fucking rather than making love because it's more intense, there's more energy, and it's as for the movie, what it should be rated, I would like it to be like rated like oh gosh, I think it was N17. Where like you know they can show tits, they can show dick and like things like that, but it's not like XXX where they could like take a close-in shot of like the inside of a vag and of an ass and you know, because I've watched quite a few N16 movies like The Dreamers, I love I've had I've seen Ken Park, this wasn't an N16 no it was Oh, I forget what it was. Oh, Unfaithful. That was a good one, but I don't. Was that N16 or N17? I don't remember. But also Monsters Ball. Oh, that sex scene with Halle Berry. Ooh, that was a good one. I can guarantee that a few people are now going to go look up those movies if they haven't seen them, and I highly recommend them. I mean, if not watching it for the story, watch it for the sex scenes because they're good. I'm sorry to lisp again. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. I hate lisping. I really do. I hate it. Okay, my last question for this. You know what? Okay, I'm just gonna answer this one first. What do you consider to be good foreplay? Just make sure that me and yourself are all turned on. I mean, if one of us is like halfway there or like not even there at all, then it's bad foreplay. But if we're both like into it and like we're both wet slash hard, then it's good foreplay. My general foreplay is, you know, grinding, kissing, licking, sucking, you know, good stuff. But It's hard to put into words what exactly I do because I feel like every time I have sex it's different. It's just I go with the flow. That's generally what I do whenever I'm in like I'm about to have sex or whatever. I go with the flow. Like if the guy or the chick is like seems like a little more reserved, I'll go really slow. I'll ask them if I can do things like this. I'll You guys can tell these kinds of things. Like I generally go off of like either real world experience or what I generally would do if I was in that situation in my recordings, I mean. Like my most recent one with the my first girl on girl one and the skinny dipping one, that's actually pretty accurate when it comes to people I'm new to fucking. I'm very careful because I don't want to make my partners feel uncomfortable. And so yeah, I go with the flow, I ask questions, I try to gauge where they are in terms of like what they like and what they don't like. Okay, so that's the end of that one. I do know there's another one, and I don't, if memory serves right, yeah, there's only 10 questions. While I've got you guys here, why not? I'm in an hour, but it's okay, because it's nearly the weekend, so if you guys are watching this, you probably either have nothing better to do or you're so interested about me. I highly doubt this. If anyone's still listening, yeah, thank you. I feel honored. I feel like nobody is interested in my life. They're just like, shut up, bitch, and make some more moaning sounds. Okay, so this is the chalk part two. Yada yada yada. Questions are a little harder, not as many. Some are a little risque. Okay, so apparently these are going to be more challenges. I haven't read this one yet. I read through the first one a little more just so I could gauge what okay, prepare some answers somewhat, but I haven't looked at this one, so I'm kind of afraid. Oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into? All right, number one. Some GWA members listen to audio posts while at work. Other than in bed, where do you listen to GWA audios? Unfortunately, well, okay, it's either on my computer or in bed. Because unfortunately, unless the recordings are like on SoundCloud, which is actually no longer a thing. I mean, they're taking off like adult content now. Yeah, if they're on SoundCloud, I can listen to them. For some reason, my phone, which is a Samsung Galaxy, does not play Soundgasm without Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is the only way it'll play. I don't know why it pisses me off. There have been times where I've been out and about and I want to listen to somebody because somebody I follow just posted up something hot and I can't because I don't have fucking Wi-Fi and I'm going insane because I want to hear it. And I would sit on the public bus or the public train and I would just listen and I'd just giggle and probably look like an absolute idiot, but I can't. If anybody actually knows if there's like a trick or if there's like a way to get it to work, please leave me in the comments. I don't anyone's even like gotten to this far, so I'm probably never gonna get it figured out, but if anybody knows, just tell me. All right, number two. Have you ever ended sex because it was so bad? Tell us about your worst sex partner, why it was so bad, and what did you do about it? Okay, the only thing that comes to mind when I think about this, it was not bad sex. It's just what he did. I am not into ass play at all. Anything involving an asshole, I'm not for it at all. It makes me really uncomfortable. It is an instant turn off. I mean, don't get me wrong, spanking, great. I'll spank you. I will, like, if a guy is like going down on me, like, or it's like, fucking me like missionary style, I'll spank his ass, god damn it. But anything involving like the hole? Oh no, just not no. Okay, I tried it. I tried anal sex once. It was horrible. It hurt. And even the guy I was with, he hated it too. It was his first time doing that too. And we both hated it. Like he put it in. We went for like a minute or two, like thinking, okay, I'm gonna loosen up and it'll start feeling good. That's what everybody tells you. We used lube. We had the right kind of condoms. We did it by the book. We literally went on the internet and looked up like, okay, a guide to anal sex. We went step by step. But it was just so bad. It hurt, and I could say more about like the following days and what I had to experience, but I'm not going to go into that. Regardless, it was just a horrible experience. So anyways, when I had one of my exes, he was really into it. He wanted to get in my ass like you would not believe. But I was straight up from the very get-go. Do not put anything in my ass. I don't care if it's just a finger. You put anything near my ass, you let anything brush past my ass, we're gonna have a problem. And one of the things he would do is like, he'd start fucking me, he'd get his dick all wet with my juice, and he'd think I'd be like so into it that I wouldn't notice this, but he would pull out of my pussy and he would try to stick it in my ass. Like I wouldn't notice. But obviously I did. And that day I was just having a bad day, and he was fucking me. I was pretty much hate fucking, 'cause I wanted to just have sex and just get some tension off me. Well, he did his thing. He fucked me for a little bit, thought I was so into it that I wouldn't notice, and tried to stick it in my ass. I pulled forward, like he was fucking me against the couch. I pulled forward, pulled my leg back and kicked him straight in the nuts. I was so fucking pissed that he would do that because I was already having a shitty ass day. So I just flat out hit him, nailed him right in the balls, and he fell backwards and he was holding himself and he was like, just it looked like he was about to cry. And he was a big guy. I mean, he was like 6'7" or something. But after that happened, I got dressed and I left. I was so pissed. I couldn't believe he did that. I didn't talk to him for a whole week. And he finally apologized to me, and he never did it again for as long as we dated. But, yeah, so it wasn't the fact that it was bad sex. It was just that he did that to me. So number three. If you accidentally find a very attractive person masturbating, or two very attractive people having sex, and is no chance of you being seen, would you masturbate while you're watching them, or would you just watch? Or sorry, how long would you watch? I don't think I would, honestly. I mean, it depends on what's happening and where I am and what's going on. Because I'm so loud, I wouldn't masturbate. I would not risk it. I would rather be silent and just enjoy it the whole thing through. But yeah, I would just watch. I would watch from like a good, standpoint. And I'd watch it all the way through if I could. I mean, if I felt like I was gonna get caught and this was gonna turn into something completely awkward, I would get the hell out of there. 'Cause I, but yeah, I would love to watch that actually. I've never, have I? No, other than porn, I've never, and like, listening to people on the internet, I've never watched someone, like, people I knew fucking each other, but it sounds hot. I might have to actually like investigate that, see if that's something I'm into. Number four. Have you ever had a kissing cousin? What? Oh God, it's one of those incest questions. Ugh. If not, do you have a relative that you would fuck if you, if they were not related? If you were not related? Oh wait, hold on. I'm dyslexic. Ugh. If not, do you have a relatives, that you would fuck if they were not related? When I think kissing cousins, like, you kiss and make out with your cousin, you do naughty things with your cousin. And I actually am quite close with all of my family, so the very thought of that honestly just get just, yeah, it's gone. I'm turned off. Just none of my relatives. I mean, I think at one point I did have one of my older cousins looked pretty damn hot, but he's married now and he's off limits. And just, not anymore. No, it does not float my boat. I'm turned off. We're getting away from this question. Just no. Just no. Number five. Have you ever talked to a GWA recording? For example, when Dirty Girl Secrets or Bond Girl Audio GW asks if you may suck, oh, if they may suck your cock. I'm assuming if since I'm a woman, I should just say lick my pussy. Or, I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm not even gonna try. Asks if you need extra tutoring. Do you nod your head otherwise ask them while you are touching yourself, or answer them while you're touching yourself? I am a shitty ass reader. No, not really. I mostly am just concentrating on what they're saying rather than answering. I've thought about like in my head, I kind of answer them because I kind of put myself in that situation, And but not out loud. Nothing really out loud. I'm more concentrating on like using my toy or my hand to get off. Anyways, number six. When you are checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, and third? Well, depends on a chick. Her face, really. I mean, a chick can have a nice body, but her face looks like Quasimodo. I mean, I feel like that's really shallow to say, but I really wouldn't say that I've dated the most sexiest people on earth. My point is that, gosh, how do I put this? I feel like the other things I want to say, I'll just sound even more shallow, and I'd sound like a bitch, and be put together is a good way to put it. Be put together. I mean, I've dated guys with acne, and it didn't bother me. What I mean is, like, if you got one eye like higher than the other, you've got a problem, and I'd probably be turned off by that. If you have like a nose that co like covers like 95% of your face, then we got a problem. I'm talking things like that. But yeah, it's the same thing for guys and girls. If you got a nice face and like I said, I'm a sucker for cute, and that's generally what I find out in the street. I find a lot of cute whenever I'm out. It's typically older people that when I look at them, I'm not interested, but it's also just because they're older people. And well, I like some older people. Like if a guy is like, I'm 24. Like so, if a guy is like 30, then I'm cool with it. He's still pretty young. He's still got a kick in his step. But if he's like 50, if unless you're Hugh Laurie, then no, I'm not interested in a 50-year-old. Or Hugh Laurie and God, where the hell am I even going with this? I was supposed to be talking about something else. All I will say is like at that point, if you're Hugh Laurie or Robert Downey Jr. Unless you're those guys, I'm probably not, and you're 50 years old, I'm probably not gonna fuck you. Let's see. Okay, first, second, and third. Yeah, has to have a nice face. A nice rack on a chick is always nice. That really gets your attention. But I'd have to say on a chick, hips. Hips are my number one thing on a girl. Oh, she if a girl has a nice pair, I mean not too wide, but has a nice pair of hips. Oh, I just want to bury my face in between them and just ooh. On a guy, like I said, I'm less picky with my guys. I mean, for for some reason I always kind of like stare at their crotch, but I don't see how that's gonna really help me unless like they're wearing like a Speedo or something where I could like see the bulge. But I don't know. My eyes still generally go down to the crotchal area. I also tend to look at guys' butts. I don't know. A guy with a nice butt that I can spank or, put a belt to, that always seems so nice. I need to get off this question because I feel like I'm going nowhere with it. Have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance? How exciting was it? Were you hard or wet? Did you, oh, okay. If you haven't had one, is it something you would like to have? Not really. At one point in my life, I probably would have been like, oh, fuck yeah. I would love to have a stripper chick give me a lap dance and just, like, grind her boobs on my face. And but as I've gotten older, just, I don't remember where I read this from, but this person described prostitutes and strippers like meat. And after, like, they've been with a certain amount of people, it's like somebody chewing up a piece of meat, spitting it out, and then another person chewing up that chewed up piece of meat, spitting it out, and so on. And then it gets to you, and it's disgusting. And I also don't know if these people even have STDs, and I'm just like, I'm really paranoid about that because I'd rather not get fucked over from the rest of my life, and then my sex life is ruined. But, yeah, no, and actually, a friend of mine made a very good, like, point in terms of, like, strip clubs and whatnot. There's, like, old people there, and, like, they're getting all hard, and they're throwing money, and you're just like, yeah, baby, yeah. And that would turn me off real quick, just, like, seeing some old people getting off. Ugh. Number eight. What is the sexiest scene you require? I cannot talk. Water. What is the sexiest scene you recall from a mainstream movie, and what made it so sexy? I'd have to say The Matrix Reloaded. That's the first one that comes to mind. I know it does not show as much as like some sexy. Okay. I had to re Okay, let me take that back. It is a tie between the main sex scene in Monsters Ball, and The Matrix Reloaded. I mostly liked the Matrix Reloaded sex scene with Neo and Trinity because of just what leads up to it. Morpheus's speech, and then like the huge rave party where like everyone's just like, it's like a nice beat that you could just grind your hips to, and everyone is just grinding against each other, and just the whole atmosphere is just really hot and sexual, and you just want to get involved in it, and just I'm grinding my hips a little bit just thinking about it. I feel like it's the environment that led up to that sex scene, and it's like the screen switches from like the people that are dancing, to Neo and Trinity fucking in the with all the candles, and it's hot and the music's still going, and it just kind of gets right into you. That's one of the reasons why I mentioned that's the first thing that comes to mind, is I just thought it was a really good sex scene. I actually remember when I was younger, before I really got into the internet, really, I would watch The Matrix Reloaded, just so I could get to that scene and just fap to it. Or not really fap, but you know what I mean. Just masturbate to it and get off. But as for Monsters Ball, the uncut version, it's Halle Berry, man. She is so fucking hot. I don't care what anyone says. I loved her in Catwoman, simply because I loved seeing her in that leather outfit with the whip. Ugh. It was so fucking hot. But it's Halle Berry, and they're drunk and they're just And you do see quite a bit, actually. I mean, it's pretty visually stimulating. It's a nice one. Sexiest scenes. Yeah. Okay. Number nine. Is there a sex position or kind of sex, for example, anal sex, that you told yourself you would never do enjoy, but end up doing it anyways? What was it, and did you enjoy it? Yeah, anal sex. I've already been through it. No, not for me. I would have to say, like, it would be the bondage and, like, the sub-dom thing. 'Cause with my previous my the boyfriends I had before that, it was hardcore fucking, don't get me wrong. I mean, but I was like, no, I never let myself be tied up. I never let myself be spanked. I never let like, I'd never let a man lay his hands on me like that. Not ever. And then I had that boyfriend and he's like, okay, we'll take it slow and like we'll gradually get you into it. And I found out that I liked it a lot. And so now I am the way I am. Sex position? I don't think there is one. I mean, I've tried to do a lot of different positions, but I get to the point where I'm just so uncomfortable that I'm not even enjoying the sex anymore. So I generally stick to doggy, missionary, like the guy is standing at the edge of the edge of the bed while I'm like laying down with my butt pretty much hanging off the edge of the bed, and he's fucking me. I don't know what that's called. I don't remember. Well, there is Lotus that I wish I could do, but my boobs, they kind of push me back away from the man, you know? I feel like I can't get in close enough for it to work. Maybe one day I'll be able to. So that was number nine. Number 10. All right, this is our last one. And I'm like an hour 10 minutes in. Jesus Christ. Have you ever stolen a boyfriend or girlfriend from someone, or inappropriately flirted across the line with a significant other of a close friend? It's not something I'm proud of. I was in a relationship. I did flirt with my boyfriend, one of my boyfriend's friends. It got a little out of hand. I mean, this was all over the internet, keep in mind, but it did get out of hand, and to this day, I think that's the reason why him and I broke up. I don't remember. It was so long ago that I don't remember anymore. I don't remember why we broke up, but I do remember that happened, and I know that sometime later we did break up. But as for stolen a boyfriend, well, remember that ex that I had sex in the car with, and the sad like the guy like the same guy that was also the sadist and got me into bondage and everything. Well, he never really quite told this to me until like, several months after we like, were all physical and like, this it was like 9 months into our relationship, he broke the news that he was actually married. But he was not living with his with said wife. And he also had two kids with her. So yeah. He also did give me an STD, which thankfully I just had to take some medication and got rid of it. But all of that, yeah, that ended the relationship real quick. It was fun while it lasted, but in the end, it was not worth it. And the fact that he gave me an STD kind of actually told me that he was cheating on me. Meh. So, gosh, I feel like I ended this whole thing on a down note. Okay, everybody gets a cookie if you made it this far. Yay! Well, party cannon. We need a line from Pinkie Pie to come in here, and so we'll make this like a little more giddy and like a decent ending. Gosh. All right. Well, that was the talk. And hold on. I hope you guys enjoyed this, and whoever is still fucking listening, congratulations. Let me know if you actually made it this far, because I actually would like to know. I feel like I'm such a boring person that nobody made it this far. But if you did, I tip my hat to you. Thank you. It is nice that, at least one person or two people maybe actually give a shit about what I or who I really am. I don't know. I'm gonna end it here. Bye!